taking your calls at 443-2121. Our toll free 877-443-1230. Now, how people speak.
Good morning. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak again, and hope you had a good weekend, good holiday weekend. Talking today with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, just back in the office after a nice 3-day weekend.
Right. Looking for those 4-day weekends, but those don't come around as
often.
Yeah,
those don't come around too often, but we'll take 3 days.
Exactly. Take what we can get, right?
Yes.
So, how have things been going on with the Farm Bureau? I know it's been a little busy here lately.
Yeah, a little busy, but summer's always busy for us. But now that that's winding down, we're ending our summer activities and looking forward to harvest starting soon.
That is true. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick break here, and we will come back and talk with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back again, talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau, and we talked about things have been pretty busy. Well, of course, the Grand just recently wrapped up, and how did the ice cream sales go this year?
Yeah, the Grand is wrapped up and over, which is always an exciting time for me because I feel like I just spend a little too much time out there. But ice cream sales are really good this year, and I think my favorite part is just you see a lot of locals going out there and supporting us and supporting Butcher Block, who we share a tent with. And it's just really nice to see not only just the Shooters coming back every year and supporting us, but those locals as well. So we had a great year. That's thanks to all our volunteers that we have that step up. It takes a lot more people than just me to make about 850 gallons of ice cream. And then everybody that purchases from us too.
Any new flavors this year?
We did try a new flavor, actually. We tried a cookies and cream. It seemed to go over pretty good. We're trying to decide if we'll keep it around or not. You'll find out next year.
Got to set up a contest with that, you know?
Yeah. Peach is always a top seller. Mm-hmm. That's always the top seller. But yeah, we kind of wanted to try something new this year and see how it would go. Promises on bringing it back next year, but you'll have to come out and buy some ice cream and see. That's our way to sell some more.
There you go. So in addition to the Grand, you also have the Pull for Ag as well.
Yeah, the Pull for Ag was back in mid-July, and we had a really good year. Yeah, about 80 plus Shooters came out and spent the day with us. They always enjoy just coming out and supporting Ag in the Classroom. Getting a good lunch off of us, and then they are kind of our first test triers for ice cream for the year. They tell us if it's worth it. But those two fundraisers go towards the foundation, which funds our Ag in the Classroom program, and then our scholarships. So thanks to those two, we're going to have a really successful year this year with Ag in the Classroom. And then hopefully whenever kids start applying for scholarships, we get all the applications in the world and we're able to get some money to local kids that want to study Ag.
As far as Ag in the Classroom, how is that program going? I know you said at one point you were looking for
Yes, we are still open for an Ag in the Classroom coordinator if anyone's interested. We have just started interviewing, so hopefully we're able to find someone good. But if anyone wants to submit a last-minute application, now's the time. I'm really hoping to get someone here started soon and then get in the classrooms now that school's started. We try to start getting in the classrooms mid-September, give the teachers some time to figure out their classroom, figure out their kids before we start coming in and adding more things for them. But I'm really excited to see where Ag in the Classroom goes this year.
What are some of the big activities with Ag in Classroom?
Yeah, the big activities that our coordinator would do are teacher workshops. So we, instead of just teaching the kids, we also try to teach the teacher. That way they're able to teach about Ag and different lessons that we have whenever we're not able to get into their classroom. Other big things they do other than classroom visits is In the winter, we do a coloring contest for third graders all through Randolph County. So they coordinate that coloring contest. And then we also do an Ag Expo in February. So that's whenever we kind of bring the farm to a school. So we go to a different school every February, March, kind of right before planting starts. Bring different farmers, pack the gym with different ag activities, and then just the whole school gets to go around and learn about ag in a morning.
Right. Okay. Fun. Just kind of a fun time while still learning about.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a really fun time. I think it's a really fun job. I always say you get to go into the classroom and hype up the kids and then leave them for the teacher to deal with.
And as I can say, the bus drivers too, at the end of the day. Right?
Yeah.
But, so it's a fun program, and it's also teaching them about ag.
Yes.
So.
A lot of people think that in Randolph County, it's very rural. So you're going to have kids knowing about ag, but, just cause a kid lives in Sparta and there's a cornfield right outside of town, they might not know much about it.
Right. Right. So you're going to have some that says, now in the cornfield, you know, but then you have others say, oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Yep. And we've had some kids where we go to the school and I think the kid knows more than the ag in the classroom coordinator because their dad farms or their mom works in ag. And they're always out there too. And they're always good help for the ag in the classroom coordinator.
Right. So any things coming up here in the near future with?
Coming up, usually right now, we start kind of slowing down because our farmers are starting harvest soon. So if some farmers, if they have like cattle, you're seeing silage getting chopped out in the field, that's finishing up. And here in the next week or so, I'm expecting some guys to start harvest. And with that, I'm just wanting to say, a lot of people need to think about rural road safety. With harvest starting, you're going to see a lot more equipment on the road. And just look before you pass and make sure the farmer sees you. I know I drive through Campbell Hill area all the time and you're passing the Amish and there's so many times where a car in front of me will pass in a no passing zone. And that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Just because they're going, you know, under 30 miles per hour doesn't mean that you're not going to be able to pass them in time in that no passing zone. It's a no passing zone for a reason.
Right. You could be out west or in another country where you even have people like moving their cattle and stuff across main roads.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have that here. So, but I mean, it could be worse. I mean, you can get there. It might take you a little longer, but you're going to get there safe.
Yeah. And you might be stuck behind, you know, a tractor or a combine for a little bit, but it's not going to take up as much as your time as you think it will.
Right.
Rather play safe than sorry. The last thing we want to see here in Randolph County is an accident happening.
And and those do happen. You hear about them and that, and it's always a tragic situation.
Yep, you hear about them. It's tragic. You say that could never happen in my community, but it could. So we're just hoping that everybody watches out this year. You know, think before you pass, make sure that farmer sees you and kind of look ahead before you pass someone.
Right. We got another break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick. And we'll come back and talk some more with Allison here in a few moments here on The People Speak right after this. And we're back again talking with Allison from the Randolph County Farm Bureau. And as we mentioned, harvest season will be getting underway here.
Here in the next few days, I think.
So, I mean, and that means, again, road safety, as we were talking about.
Yes, definitely road safety. A few things to think about is when farmers are hauling their grain, a lot of them are going to use semis. So you're going to see a lot more semis on the road. And you got to think when that semi is full of grain, it's going to take longer to stop. So before you turn and pull out in front of one, maybe let them go before you. We already said only pass in a legal passing zone. That's one of my biggest pet peeves anytime I'm driving or if I'm even the farmer in a tractor. Sometimes, you know, the farmer in the tractor can't see you. So I always say when you're in doubt, just assume they can't see you. A lot of times you're going to know. They kind of find a way to pull off to the side of the road a little bit or pull over a little bit so you can see to pass. They know you're there. But just when in doubt, assume they don't see you. Look for the blinkers. you're going to see those flashing lights, their hazards flashing, but look to see if one of them's blinking a little faster so you know if they're going left or right. There's a lot of accidents that happen out there where someone's passing, the tractor starts turning left. So I know it can be hard to distinguish hazards between blinkers. So just keep an extra eye out. Wait a few more seconds just to make sure. Better to be safe than sorry. That's the easiest thing to say.
Exactly.
So yeah, if you do need to pass someone, look for those hazards in the left turn light. And the other thing to look for is look ahead to see if there's going to be something in the way to where that farmer can't pull off towards the ditch. If there's going to be a bridge coming up where they're going to have to take up more than their lane, a mailbox, something in the ditch that so they can't drive through.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about them before you think about passing. Easiest way to say it.
Right.
And like we said earlier, we'd rather say all of this, make sure we think about it, take the extra time than have an accident here in Randolph County.
That's true. And it, like I said, with the equipment, the way it's set up and stuff, you know, an accident with a piece of farm equipment is not something you want to
happen. Yes, it's not something that you want to deal with. It's not something that we want to happen. The farmer doesn't want to think of it because it can be dangerous for them too. It can be dangerous for the driver. They're just trying to get to work too. That's what I always say. You're trying to get to work. You're trying to get wherever you want to be on time. They're trying to do the same thing. And they've got weather to beat. They've got kids practice to go to, school board meeting as well. Mm-hmm. So just, it's easier for everybody to take their time, drive safely, and stay cautious and alert.
Right. And they may have been, I mean, you might be going to work at like 5. They may have been out there in the field since 6 that morning, you know, so that's been a long day in there.
Yeah, it's a long day for everybody during harvest. And with that, we always tell, you know, drivers in the area to watch out for farmers, but we also need to remind the farmers to think about themselves and think about their safety as well. So the third week of September is National Farm and Health Safety Week, which is just our week during harvest to remind farmers, think about yourself. Before you climb into a grain bin, think about all the safety practices you need to do. Before you decide to spend a long day during harvest, make sure you get a good night rest. You got to take care of yourself before you're able to take care of the farm.
Right. And those grain bins, that's one issue. I know there's lots of training programs I see on that too, because it's very dangerous. I mean, and I guess you do something time and time again, and you get a little bit lax in your safety thoughts because it's like, oh, I know what I'm doing. So.
Yep. That's always what happens. You know, a farmer will think, oh, I've done this 100 times before. And then they get more lax with safety procedures. They're not thinking as clearly. They're just going through the motions. So we just want to remind farmers not to go through the motions. It's harder than it sounds. But, you know, take that extra 20 seconds to think before you go do it. And with the safety programs that you mentioned, that's something that we did back in February. We had fire departments come together and do grain bin rescue training. So hopefully they don't have to do any work towards that ever here in the county. They don't have to use that training, but it's there. It's provided just in case they need it. And hopefully it's there to save a life. Yeah.
So that'll be coming up. When is that? So,
the third week of September. I'm kind of thinking all of September and all harvest. We should probably, other than just 1 week, we should think of it all harvest season.
True. So... we get through that. We get through harvest. We're into the winter months and things really slow down then.
Yeah, things really slow down in the winter. We do a lot of meetings. That's usually when farmers are out of the field. They're able to do all their annual meetings that they need to do. But before that starts, something I wanted to talk about was Election Day is going to come up.
That's true.
Sooner, you know, November is going to be here sooner than we think. Some people might be happy to not have commercials on TV anymore.
The mailers in their mailbox.
Yeah, the letters in the mail, all of that this year. Just make sure you take that time to get out and vote, whether that's voting by mail or voting in person. And something that I wanted to mention with Election Day is Illinois Farm Bureau has an activator program, which is where there's a separate funds that go towards helping people that would be like Friends of Agriculture, like state senators and representatives, and helping fund their races. So we do a Friend of Agriculture Award for state senators and state representatives. And that's based off of how well they work with county farm bureaus in their area and how well that communication exists. And then also how they vote for ag-friendly bills.
Right.
And I'm happy to say that this year, both Terry Bryant, our state senator, and David Freeze, our state representative, are awarded the Friend of Ag Award. So I've worked with both of them before. They're excellent Friends of Ag. They're always here to support us. Being from the rural area, they understand ag. I really don't have to teach them too much. I'll talk to Terry or David about something. They already know about it. So they make my job easy, and they're always willing to help us and make sure that the farmers are well represented. So that's just kind of me saying that whenever you're out voting, Terry and David are good friends of agriculture.
Right. Yeah. Terry comes in here once a month too and talks, and so she's always so enthusiastic.
She is. You know. She. I want to know like what she puts in her coffee.
But no, she a very very nice lady too.
And, yes.
And Representative Freeze too, also very nice and easy to talk to. And
yeah, they're both easy to work with. Farm Bureau, always willing to help us, asking us what we need. Instead of us going to them and saying, we want you to help with this, they come to us and say, how can we help you? And that's always the best relationship you want to have with your state representatives.
Right. So any final thoughts here today?
I think that's it. Thank you for having me.
All right. So we'll go ahead and wrap things up here. But Allison, thanks for coming in, and we will look forward when we talk to you next. We'll be through. We'll be well into the harvest season.
Yeah, well into harvest. Hopefully it goes smoothly.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.